I'd like to ask you to welcome Dr. Karen Hardy. She's Vice President for Research at Population Action International and is a social demographer with extensive experience in population and development, family planning, reproductive health, HIV/AIDS, and gender integration. Prior to joining Population Action International, Dr. Hardy was Senior Advisor at John Snow International, Incorporated, where she managed a project on harmonization of data quality tools for multiple donors, including the Global Fund to fight HIV/AIDS, TB, and malaria, and the President's Emergency Plan for HIV/AIDS Relief and other donors. She has also worked at Family Health International, USAID, and the U.S. Bureau of Census as a Presidential Management Fellow. Dr. Hardy has a PhD and a social demography degree from Cornell University. Let's welcome Dr. Hardy.
Thank you. It really is a pleasure on behalf of my colleagues from the Global Fund and from PEPFAR and from the World Health Organization and the Measure Evaluation Project to make this presentation on, we're taking a little bit of a different tack from the other presentations in this session, which are on quality of care. We're looking at the quality of data that are used to measure performance. International initiatives to fight curb diseases rely on quality data, the quality of data to measure success in programs. And there's tremendous pressure, as we know, on M&E systems in health programs today. And yet, how many of you have seen filing systems that look like this in your programs? Starting in 2005, international organizations, most notably the Global Fund and PEPFAR, and then joined by WHO, World Bank, UNAIDS, many other, Stop TB, the Malaria Initiative also, agreed to work together to come up with data quality tools to measure the quality of data. And the first one was a tool to a self-assessment tool to measure the strength of M&E systems, monitoring and evaluation systems, to collect, analyze, and report data to measure indicators. This is indicators, AIDS indicators, malaria indicators, TB indicators, really any health systems program level indicators, and also a data quality audit tool that programs could use to do external audits on these programs to measure the quality of the data that were being reported to them, because really millions of dollars are being allocated to programs around the world based on data that come from M&E systems. And as I said, these are designed to be used for multiple program areas. Mostly what I'll be talking about today is AIDS, but they can be used elsewhere too. And then the third tool in the blue was one that was developed specifically for PEPFAR, for PEPFAR-specific program-level indicators. So as we were doing this work, there was a call from programs to also develop a tool that could be used for routine monitoring of data quality, because the data quality audit tool, we thought it was going to be very simple to use, but it turned out to be, you know, quite complex, and really you needed a lot of training to use the external audit tool. But we wanted to develop something that programs could use just routinely to measure the quality of their own data. I want to spend a minute looking at the framework that we use, because it'll help you understand how we develop the tool. What we said is that data starts from service points. If you're going to audit data, need to look at the very first place where the client and the provider interact, which is at the service point, where the first point of data is recorded on a piece of paper. And then it goes from service points. And when we say service points, immediately we all think of clinics, but it can also be a community-based organization providing a service, providing a bed net, providing a service to an orphan. So that's when we say service points, we're being sort of broad in our definition. And then those data tend to go up to an intermediate level, maybe a district or a cooperating agency, implementing partner office. And then they go up to whatever the top level is. That could be a national program. It could be the PEPFAR office in a country, wherever that is. We tried to make this a flexible tool for whatever system. And we say data travel up through that system, And so we can measure the actual quality of the data by recounting the numbers to see if we can trace the numbers. But we also, we realize that the dimensions of data quality are the data accurate? Are they complete? Are they reliable? Are they timely? Are they treated with confidentiality? Of course, particularly in the AIDS world and treatment world, that's very important. Are they precise? And do they have integrity? In other words, has there been any sort of fraud or adding numbers up the system? But we also realize that data are managed through a data management system, and that there are functional components of an M&E system that we can look at to say, okay, if there are issues with the quality of data, what are the components of the system that need to be improved in order to improve the quality of data? So we divided that into looking at the M&E capabilities, roles, and responsibilities at service points, at intermediate points, and at the M&E unit. Training, M&E training, data reporting requirements, do people know what they're supposed to report, when they're supposed to report it, how they're supposed to report it, indicator definitions, is everybody using exactly the same definition of the indicator so that you can actually aggregate results, data collection, reporting forms and tools, is everybody using the same form, same tools, data management processes, does everybody know what they're supposed to be doing? Data management mechanisms and controls. Are there ways to go back to supervisors check data? Those kinds of things. And links with the national reporting system. Are these data being reported through sort of parallel channels, or are they being reported through the national system? So this is the framework we use for the data quality audit tool, but also for the routine RDQA. And this, again, is just to show you when we're talking about tracing and verifying data, we're talking about taking primary records or source documents that are for clients that are then reported through service sites that are reported then up to the district and, say, up to a national level. And can you actually trace those numbers all the way up or all the way down and recount them and get the same numbers that were reported to the Global Fund or to PEPFAR or to WHO, to whoever the program is. So again, just the audit tool is an external audit tool. It has to be quite rigid because it's a tool that's used across countries to monitor the quality of data for an indicator across countries. But the capacity building version, the routine data quality assessment tool, really is designed to be flexible, to be used by programs within countries for their own purposes, partly to get ready for an audit if they want, but also to just institute regularly in their M&E system. So the objectives of the RDQA are to verify rapidly that the reported data for key indicators at selected sites for an indicator and for a specific time period, and the ability of data management systems to collect, manage, and report quality data. And again, those two things refer back to the conceptual framework that I talked about. And then to implement strengthening measures with appropriate action plans. That's all built into the tool also. And then to monitor improvements and to make improvements in the system and keep monitoring it and that. This just shows you the chronology of the RDQA that's divided into four phases. Where you determine what you're going to be assessing. Is this going to be something that's in all clinics? Are you just going to be looking at your AIDS treatment program? Are you going to be looking at the prevention program? Are you just going to look at a certain region of the country? What are you actually assessing? Determining what indicator it's going to be, the time period, those kinds of things. Notifying sites that they'll be included in this routine assessment. Actually going and monitoring the management system and the verifying data, summarizing the findings, and then, as I said, implementing improvements and checking. This is what it's all an Excel spreadsheet, and this is what it looks like. There are questions that are asked that the programs respond to, and they respond. You get color-coded if the response to the question, for example, on M&E capabilities, roles, and responsibilities, a question is, there are design staff responsible for reviewing aggregated numbers prior to submission to the next level? So if the answer is yes completely, they click and it's an automated, you get a green for a yes completely, and you go down, the yellow is partly, and the red is no, not at all. What you get from this tool, the output, are four types of output. One is the strength of the M&E system, and I'm going to show you on the next slide what the output actually looks like. The strength of the M&E system, again, based on answers to all of the questions. The verification factor of actually recounting the numbers. And then another measure of are the data available on time, and are the reports available on time and complete, which are some of the characteristics of quality data. And then an action plan for strengthening measures. So this is what the output looks like. We have what we call the spider graph, which takes the different components of the M&E system, which are the capabilities, roles and responsibilities, training, those things that I showed you. And it shows you on this spider graph the strength of each of those components of the M&E system. And this output comes at each level. So you can see an individual, the service site level, the intermediate level, and the M&E unit level. And that's also because you can do any level of the system. You don't necessarily have to do the whole system if you just want to look at your own clinic, for example. And then also the data reporting verifications, the available, the on time, and the complete, and what you were able to recount. So in this case, with these data, we were able to recount 67% of the reports of what the report said. So there's an issue with the quality of the data. And the bottom is we took the questions on the assessment tool, and we said which of those are related to the six dimensions of data quality. So what you get on the bottom is to say, all right, accuracy, which is the top bar. How accurate are the data? And you can see how many questions were answered yes completely, how many partly, and how many no, not at all. So you can begin to see, for example, in this case, confidentiality, which is the second to the last, you begin to see where the reds are and where you need to, what aspects of quality you need to look at. Yep. And this just shows you the template for the action plan that gets filled out so that you have an immediate feedback of what needs to be done at each level, and then for the system as a whole. I just want to spend a couple minutes talking about, we've been developing these tools. We're still in the process of finalizing the RDQA. The DQA, by the way, the Data Quality Audit tool, is being implemented by the Global Fund right now in a number of countries. And the RDQA is going through mostly pilot testing now, and we're getting a lot of good feedback on it and improving the tool based on the feedback. So in Nigeria, for example, there's been training of state-level M&E officers in 13 states to conduct the routine supervision on the ART system, the patient monitoring information system, using this RDQA tool. In Kenya, implementing partners from PEPFAR and the MOH have been trained to conduct data quality assessments for community-based programs. And Tanzania has used, again, the PEPFAR program is using the RDQA and the DQA for self-assessment of their partners. In Cote d'Ivoire, again, MOH, you see that we try to make this, well, it has to be for the national program also, so that there's joint training for the tools, so that, again, it's used as for the whole system rather than just that's not true. This one can be used for individual programs also, but it's best if it's the whole system that's working together for M&E. Training MOH and the NAC staff, the NACA staff, CNLS in Cote d'Ivoire, to integrate, again, data quality assessments into their routine supervision. And Guyana and Haiti also, same kind of activities. So the next steps for the RDQA are to finalize the tool, again, as I said, based on feedback, and prepare standard workshops that can be used in the various countries, and also to design an evaluation and start to collect data to see, now that they're being used, if the data quality is actually being improved. So as we know, there are lots of different ways ways that an M&E system can look, and lots of different filing systems. So we hope that these data quality assessment tools will help standardize and improve the quality of the data that are submitted to programs, to governments, to donors, to measure the success of all the initiatives that we're working on. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Hardy.
Any questions?
Do we have one or two questions? Yes, please, ma'am.
No, that's true, and these are available just to be printed out so that you can use them on paper. They're, of course, best if you can use them on a computer so that you can get the nice graphics and the color and all of that, but they're also designed to be used just on paper. Yes?
We found that the data integrity between administrative level was very good.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that the fraud is embedded in the service level. The administration card retention rate is very low, and the fraud was already passed when the doses are agreed on the card.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty, if I am understanding, and my colleagues in the audience who also work on these systems maybe can also help reply, but my understanding is there any way to say what's written on the card to begin with? Is that correct? We have in the data quality audit tool to take sort of a sample of cases and to actually go into the community and verify that what was put on the original data card is correct. It's a little bit difficult with confidentiality with some treatment, as you know, but there are mechanisms. There are mechanisms to do that. It gets expensive. But.
Thank you. I know there are more questions, but we'd like to reserve the rest of the questions to the end. Now I'd like to invite Dr. Ambrassi Edward to give her presentation.